said over that when the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, was about 5 or 6 years old, so he once asked his Zayde, the Balatanya, that it was before Purim. They were discussing the Megillah back and forth. So the Balatanya asked the Tzemach Tzedek, he says to him, "Did you learn the Megillah?" He says, "Yes." He says, "I learned the Megillah." He was 5, 6 years old. So his grandfather asked him, he says, "And you understand the Megillah?" He says, "No." He says, "I don't understand." He said, "Why was it necessary for Haman to erect a tree to hang Mordechai Chamishim Amo? Was Mordechai that tall? Why did he need a tree Chamishim Amo?" And Altayim didn't answer him at that time. A few days later, Purim arrives. The Palantanya says a lengthy drush on the inyan of the Nes Purim. And the drush was on the posik of Yasuet's Givoya Chamishim Amo. And explains there that Haman wanted to raise the tree Chamishim Amo to correspond to the Chamishim Shari Kedusha, meaning that we know that Haman represents the lowest level of Tumah. We say there's Memtesh Shara Tumah, then there's Nun Shara Tumah. We say the Yidden Mitzrayim were already in Memtesh Shara Tumah. Had he been in Nun Shara Tumah, there would not have been a Takona. That's what the Rizal says, Lo Yochel Ismameya, that they couldn't remain in Mitzrayim even one moment longer, because they're already in the Memtesh Shara Tumah. Haman represents Nun Shara Tumah. What Haman intended to do was to have the forces of Nun Shari Tumah overpower Nun Shari Kedusha. So the eighth, which was Givoya Chamishim Amo, the idea was to try to take 50 koiches of Tumah to overpower, which is Chamishim Shari Kedusha. This is what the Baal HaTanya pointed out. This interesting thing was that when a particular Suda Sipurim, Reb Aaron Chernobler, who was the son of Reb Motel Chernobler, who was the son of Reb Nochem Chernobler, this is the third generation, a ninical of Ramatul Chernobyl. So he says, Yom Kippur is called, as Arizal says, Yom Kippurim, which means to say is the Kof Adimyon, that in a certain sense, the Madrega of Purim is even higher than Yom Kippur, something we spoke about last Shabbos, we spoke about also by the Suda Purim, the night before actually. Yom Kippurim. The Maila of the Yom Kippurim is that Yom Kippur is just Yom Kippurim. It's like Yom Kippur, like Purim. So he pointed out and says, well, Oy Bazoi, it means that in the same way that Yom Kippur, a Yid has to do tshuva. So if Yom Kippurim, it seems that on Purim also, is a zman of tshuva. However, continued Rabbi Aaron Chernobyl, and he said as follows, he says, the problem is, to do tshuva is not an easy thing. There's Yidin are in Golis, there's all kinds of tzoras, mebifnim and mebichutz, chul shes haguf, there's dying as parnosa, there's the oil hagolis. So Rabbi Aaron Chernobyl, he says, I say to you, Rabbeinu Shloilam, he says, if Klal Yisrael would be healthy and well, and you'll give them all the yeshuas they need, I promise you they'll do tshuva. Because why? Because by Purim it says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim. So Chazal say that Kaimu, they were Mekayim, Mashikiblu kivar. They're Mekayim now where they were long Mekabel. In other words, they're Mekayim on Purim where they were Mekabel in Har Sinai. By Har Sinai, Chazal tell us that all the cholim, all those that needed a refuah, all of them were helped. That all the cholim became healed, and Amela, everything, all the individual problems that Yidden had, just became solved. So the Baron Chernobler, so if Purim is kimu v'kibul ha-yehudim, just give us the same opportunity now as it was then, then it'll be Yom Kippurim. You'll see that Yidden Tak, in fact, will do tshuva on Yom Kippur. So that's something that we're always mispallel. The Baruch Hashem should just open up a little bit of a Pesach. Just make it a little bit easier on Klal Yisrael. With the fierce and yeshias, as Rabban Chernobyl said, you'll see Rabban Yisrael, trust us, you'll see that Yidden will turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mekayim, Kaimu, Masha Kiblu Kivar. What we begin is now Perik Vov in the Tanya. But the Tanya attempts here to start in this particular new Perik. Is basically, let's remember that in the previous prakim, the Tanya advanced the following thought. There he was talking, actually, you know, starting from the very first perik. The Tanya started at the end of the first perik to tell us that a Yid has really two nefoshes. There are really two types of neshamas. There's one which is called the nefesh olikis, which is the divine soul, which is kuloi, which is entirely, entirely pure. That's the nefesh olikis. But also he said, what a yid has as well is called the nefesh habahamis, which is the animal soul. Which basically, it is the animal soul which gives the physical chiyus. When we say ki adam hu hanefesh, that the blood, right, what gives the koyach achiyus, what gives the vitality, the human being to be able to live, the koyach, the neshama, there's life force in the blood, ki adam hu hanefesh, that's referring to the nefesh habihamis, that is the animalistic soul. And that is the animal soul, that is the lower soul, which in fact is the source which allows a person to have and to want and to feel he needs all the physical things, all the gashmi, the ginyonim. That's mikaz mitzad the nefesh habahamis, that's mitzad the animal soul. Now, till now the Tanya didn't devote, hardly touched upon the nefesh habahamis, on the animal soul, how it works, how it functions, and how we're supposed to deal with it. Basically, in all of these parakim, the first five parakim, the Tanya devoted talking about the nefesh olikis. And the nefesh olikis, the Tanya pointed out, and he said that basically it has the esses spheres, it is influenced by the 10 faculties, which consist of 3 mitzad haseichel, chokhma bina v'das, which is Chabad, chokhma bina v'das, or as others have the cheshbon, instead of chokhma bina das, it's keser chokhma bina, which is the first 3. This is mitzad the intellectual, this is mitzad the seichel, which branches out to the zayin midos, chesed, gevura, teferes, netzach, hoyd yesoid, malchus. So the neshama, the nefesh olikis, basically is possessed of the 10 faculties of the esses spheres, which consist of 3 mitzad haseichel, the 3 intellectual components, which is chokhma, bina, and das. And then we have the zayin midos. The zayin midos, the Tanya told us there, is a result of the intellectual. In other words, the way we think, this is the way we're going to act. When we talk about the mid of chesed, which is the first of the zayin midos, how much chesed are we going to do? How are we going to determine what is not chesed? It depends about our chokhma, bina, das. If our seichel tells us that this is important, our seichel tells us that here's a situation which deserves chesed, we'll do chesed. And so on and so forth. All of the zayin midos is a toitzoa, depending on what our level. If we have a deeper understanding, more chokhmah, more bina, more das, then of course our zayin midos will be enhanced as well. It runs commensurate with the level of the intellect. Together we have 10. Chokhmah, bina, das, these are the av and the aim, as he pointed out, which are moilid, because they give birth to the zayin midos. Depending on what kind of chokhmah, bina, das we have, that is how the toitzoa, the consequences of the zayin midos, are going to follow. So the Tanya pointed out, let's remember, that said that the nefesh, the neshama, the nefesh olikis, basically consists, he says, of 3 levushim, which means every time we're mekayim Torah mitzvahs, we clothe our neshama with a levush, with garments. B'dibur, b'maisa, b'machshava. When we do the tayag mitzvahs b'machshava, we try to think about all the tayag mitzvahs, we hope to be mekayim all the tayag mitzvahs, which we already discussed. And b'dibur, we learn the Torah regarding all of the tayag mitzvahs. And then we have b'maisa, we try to be mekayim as much as we can as the tayag mitzvahs. And we pointed out, even though one yid alone cannot do it, but b'achdus, klal yisrael as a whole, kol yisrael ha-ravim zelazeh, if yidin are b'achdus with one another. So again, so the mitzvahs that each and every one of us does, basically it's misyachis again to each and every one of us. The point is that the tarig mitzvahs, that we are mekayim on 3 levels, the dibur, b'maisa, b'machshove, creates garments, creates levushim. And thereby, when we have these levushim, the Tanya said we become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Torah mamish. We become embraced. We become embraced with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with the Torah embraces us, and we embrace the Torah. We become one, because Torah is Chochmas Hashem, is the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we are involved with Torah, in Dibur, in Maisa Machshava, what it means is we're involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. What's important now to know, what the Tanya comes now, that's what we're going to have now in Perik Vov, that we have a klal which is Zeh Le'uma Zeh Oso Lekim. You see the first lines of the Tanya, where the Tanya says that the klal is, and this is a very, very basic principle, V'hinei Zeh Le'uma Zeh Oso Lekim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything opposite the other. That there is a balance, which means to say that the structure, it means to say quite simply that the structure of the nefesh habahamis, that the structure of the animal soul, runs parallel to the Nefesh Elikis on the negative side, that the Nefesh Bahamas is constructed under the same format, the same blueprint, but where the Nefesh Elikis is all in Kedusha, the exact same thing running parallel to that, what we have is the Nefesh Bahamas. And therefore, the substance of the Nefesh Bahamas, as the Tanya will use the Kloshen, which we should familiarize ourselves, which already was expressed once before a number of times, is this is Mitzad HaKlipah. When we talk about klippas, we're talking about the forces of evil. Klippas, shells, husks, where we refer to the forces of evil, to the negative koiches, in terminology of klippa is, because the truth is, klippas really are concealing the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order we should not be able to find it and to avail ourselves of it. Because the truth is, there's Kedusha everywhere. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order there should be a Nisoyan, there is a Nisoyan, after all, we have to have a Bechir as well. So many Inyonim of Kedusha are trapped. And part of it is also true, as we mentioned, because of what happened because of the Shviras HaKelim. That happened at the beginning at the creation of the world, where there was a tremendous force of Oyer Ein Sof, which could not be contained by the so-called Kelim, because the world cannot receive the tremendous force. If you have, let's say, a tremendous pressure, let it be of water, and the Kelim aren't strong enough, it'll break. So the sparks of Kedusha just scattered all over the place, and therefore they became trapped in areas of Tumah. And now the avoid is to be able to redeem those sparks by doing mitzvahs and masim tovim, to redeem those sparks that have been scattered all over. So they are concealed by klippos, by shells. In the same way that when you want to get to the core of a nut, the inside, you break the shell and then you get into the chelik ha'echel. The same thing to get to the Kedusha, the avoid is to break that shell through our actions of Kedusha, through our mitzvah, through our masim tovim, we redeem those sparks. So what happens is, the Tanya will tell us, that in the same way that we find that when a person does mitzvahs b'dibur ma'isa b'machshava, you create a levush, garment, to the neshama in a positive way, the same way lehefech also. If we do averis, which is mitzad haklipa, which is from that side, which is from the negative forces, we also create levushim. But now we create negative levushim. We create levushim of tumah to the nefesh habahamis, to the animal soul. So in the same way that the nefesh elikis, through our mitzvahs amasim toivim, is clothed, becomes mislabish with levushim through our mitzvahs, our nefesh habahamis, the animal soul that we have, we also create levushim. But these are levushim in the opposite sense. These are the levushim that are created in order to be able to, as we say, to bring it down even deeper. The forces of klipa conceal, as we said, conceal the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every living thing. So this basically, these are the ideas. By creating levushim, in the same way by Kedusha, the neshama is elevated. By the Nefesh Bahamas is the other way. By creating levushim on the negative side, the animal neshama descends to an even lower state of impurity, as it were, from before. So this is the idea that's going to be presented here that the Tanya tells us. So again, so the Tanya starts out and he says, "Evihine zelu umazel salakim." I want you to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. He created, really, it is one thing which is opposite the other. Now, of course, the reason for this, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates things, zel umazeh, but you have to realize there has to be a balance. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any bechira. If you'd only have a strong force of Kedusha on one side, there would be a shracha bechira to do anything otherwise. The same thing on the opposite. If there would be tremendous forces on the tzad atumah, we wouldn't have a bechira to choose the right way, to choose the path of Kedusha. So what we always have is, so the Tanya will tell us, as we have here, the same way the 10 faculties, which is called the Eser Sefirois, the 10 faculties, right, on the side of Kedusha, he says, Ki kemoi shenefesh olikus. Just like he says, when you talk about the nefesh olikus, which is the divine soul, which is the neshama kedusha, it's kelula meses spheres kedushas. That consists basically of the 10, right? Spheres kedusha, of the 10 holy faculties. Mislabeshes bishloisha levushim kedushim. And we said that the nefesh olikus becomes clothed in 3, right? In 3 holy garments. We say, what are the 3 garments? Machshava, Dibur, and Maise, as we learned in the previous, right, the previous parak. So it's Machshava, Dibur, and Maise, when we do mitzvahs. So in the same way that the Nefesh Elikis becomes clothed in Levushim Shal Kedusha, 3 Levushim, because Machshava, Dibur, and Maise, each one creates Levushim its own medium. Kach, so too, says the Tanya, ha-nefesh, the sitra, achra. So too, the neshama, the other neshama, which is the nefesh ha-bahamis, the animal soul, which is called the neshama of the sitra achra, which the Tanya will define soon. Sitra achra literally means the other side. That's the way of saying it. Anything that's on the other side of Kiddush is called the other side. Kiddush is the right side. You know, when you talk about the street, the other side, which is the other side? Well, that depends which side you're standing on. If I stand over here, then that's the other side. If I stand over there, this is the other side. But between Kiddush and Tumah, there's only one other side. You're on the wrong side if you're not on the side of Kiddush. So Sitra Achra is the side opposite of Kiddush. That's the Nefesh, the Sitra Achra. The Nefesh, which is from the other side, which comes Miklipas Noiga, which comes from the Klippa, which is known, Klippas Noiga, we'll explain again, which we explained already, was discussed in the first parak. Hamlubeshes Bedam Ha'odom. This animal soul basically is clothed in the blood of the person. This is where the neshama gives chius, gives vitality to the physical life, to the way we're able to live because we have a neshama. When the neshama departs, the guf dies. Which neshama do we talk about that gives chius to the physical guf? That's the nefesh abahamis, that's the animal soul. The animal soul which is mislabish in the blood, ki adamu anefesh. And as he says, this nefesh, the sitra achra, a very important point, is meklipas noiga. We have to understand that when we talk about klipas noiga basically, literally speaking, the word noiga means light. Even the negative neshama that we talk about, the nefesh of Bahamis, the Tanya says there's a difference between the nefesh of Bahamis, which is the physical, which is the animal soul that a yid has and that a goy has, umas oilam. When a goy has the nefesh, which all he has is the nefesh of Bahamis, that's what he has. He has the animal soul. The koyach of that soul is from the sholosh klipos atmeyos. There are three klipos atmeyos, three main stations of forces of tumah, which the Tanya will discuss subsequently. We just touched upon it many shurim ago. So there's no tzad of toiv there. This sholosh klipos atmeyos, that's what it is. But a yid, even his nefesh abahamis, even the animal soul, has what's called not the sholosh klipos atmeyos. Yes, klipa, but it's called klipas noiga. Klipas noiga means it includes light. What do you mean includes light? That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the koyach by a yid in the nefesh abahamis to be able to choose between good and bad, because the klipa that is in the nefesh abahamis is a memutza, is an in-between between toiv and ra. What does it depend on? Whether it'll be toiv or ra, it depends on what you do. For example, if you eat something, so if you use a dover gashmi, l'shem mitzvah, so now you have taken something which is a dover gashmi, brought into a mitzvah, even though it is something physical, so you use the nefesh of Bahamis to do a dover toif. That's klipas noiga, where you have used the klipa, the tzara toif sheboy. Faket, if somebody takes the macho and he abuses it, he eats anyam kippur, ukedoyim doesn't have ere. So now he did a physical act in the wrong way. That is klipas noiga on its dark side. Klipas noiga means it includes light, but it's an in-between. There's the possibility, it has the koyach and the force to give you the power to do good, and it has the koyach and the force to give you the power to do bad. It's up to you. You have the bechira. You have that choice. But what's gratifying to know, that even the nefesh abahamis, which is called the animal soul of a yid, is not totally animalistic. It involves what he says, it comes from, as the Tanya says, from the klipas noiga. The nefesh, the sitra achra, again, miklipas noiga. It comes from the klipa that knows, which includes light. This is a klipa which is sort of like an in-between between toiv and ra, and therefore you have a choice how to utilize it and how to direct it, whether l'tzara toiv or whether l'tzara ra. As the Tanya will now continue to demonstrate and to explain it. The fact that the Tanya tells us that we have two neshamas, we have a nefesh elikis, we have a nefesh which is the divine soul, and the Tanya tells us what we have is the nefesh, the sitra achra, which the Tanya uses the lashon as we see in future places, nefesh habahamis, the animal soul. Because why? Because the Tanya says, the zelum azel solikim. Because Baruch Hu creates a balance. So you realize the balance is, he says, in the same way that the neshama elikis, the nefesh elikis, is from Esses Sphira, it has 10 faculties. The Tanya will tell us that the same 10 faculties is also on the negative side. The tzaratumah. In other words, it's chesed the kedusha and it's chesed of tumah as well. There's a balance. Zelum azel selikim. Sphiris, when we talk about esses sphiris, the lashon esses sphiris, the 10 faculties, using the lashon sphiris, That's on the positive side. Because Sphira is from the Lashon Sapir Vayahaloim, Neufich Sapir, which brings light. Sphira is something which brings light. That is the Lashon Neufich Sapir. It's light. These are the 10 faculties which channel light from the Ur Ein Sof. The Tanya later, when he talks about the 10 faculties on the side of Tumah, does not call them Eser Sphiris. He calls them 10 forces. He used the Lashon, we'll see, Kisrin Dimisuavosa, crowns of Tumah. Why does he call them crowns is another reason. But there's a different Lashon, different terminology for the same 10. This 10 Letzara Kedusha are called Eser Sphiris. The 10 Letzara Tumah has a different terminology. They're called 10 Kisrin, 10 crowns of Tumah. Eser, as he says, Kisrin Dimisuavosa of Tumah. And we'll explain again the terminology of Kisrin as well. But the idea is that all of the midos that we possess on the positive side, we possess on the negative side. The Zayin mid is the Kedusha, the Zayin mid is the Tumah. And as I believe you once mentioned, we find this is Merumas in the Parois by the dream of Paroi. As the Torah says, this Sheva Parois Briois Bosor, the Yefois Toyar, these are the 7 good cows, right, the fat cows. And then it says, Vinesheva Parois Acherois Oilois Achreim, right? It says, Dalois Veroois Toyar Meyoid. This is Merumas Keneged, the Zayin Midas, Chesed Gvura Teferes Netzach Hod Yosef Malchus. The 7 on the good side, the 7 also which we have on the bad side. And as Kidu, as the Baal Shem Tov pointed out, when it says in the parish of Arayas, which it says a very enigmatic lotion where the Torah says, the Isha Asher Yikach Ezachoisoi, a person who violates. And a person, right, is over by taking his sister. The Torah says, Chesed Hu, in parish of Kedoshim. So is the lotion Chesed. What has Chesed got to do with the parish of Arayas? The Yisoid is because Arayas, the source of Taiv of Arayas, is Ahava. He has Ahava. He has Ahava for the wrong thing. He has a hava, he has a taiva, he has a desire. He has a chuka for something that's forbidden. That's the opposite of a hava de kedusha. A hava de kedusha, of course, is v'ahavta Hashem alekecho. A hava de kedusha is v'ahavta reyacho kamoicho. He uses the emotion and the hergish and the experience of a hava to use it for arayas. A hava is from the mid of chesed. Chesed givura teferes. Chesed is a hava. And Givura is Yira. So the two Midas in Avoid, and we talk about Ahavas Hashem, we talk about Yiras Hashem. Ahava is from Midas HaChesed, and Yira is from Midas Givura. But if you abuse Midas HaChesed, you use the Ahava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed you with the ability to have Ahava. Instead of using it for Ahavas Hashem, which is the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Chesed. Chesed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah. And a person uses it for Arayas, the Torah says, the Baal Shem Tov bemoans the fact and said, Visha Shikas HaChesed, Chesed Hu, look what you did. You took the midas of Chesed, you destroyed it. That's what the Torah means. You took the midas of Chesed, you took the midas of Ahava, which comes from Chesed, which is the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you abused it. You're mishtamish with the midas of Kedosha, Letzad Hora. Because again, Zelu Mazeh, you have a choice. All of the midas that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we can use it Letzad HaKedusha, we can use them in the opposite side. And as the Bnei Soscha says in the Sefer Agri Dekala, the Sotzker says in Parshas Lech Lecha, what he heard from his Rebbe, the Chozim Lublin, Chozim Lublin pointed out that when we came into Eretz Yisrael, so we were mitzvah to be megarish, to drive out the Zayin Amamim, Kenani, Achiti, Amori, Aprizi, right, and so on and so forth, the Zayin Amamim. So says the Bnei Sotzker, in his Sefer Agur Dekala, I heard from the Chozim, he said, the Zayin Amamim, these are Keneged Zayin Midois the Tumah. And he goes on to point out how each of the Zayin Amamim, Kenan, right, and so on and so forth, Kenan, Loshon Achnoah, which is supposed to be Achnoah, which is the opposite of Gaiva. The idea was to force them out to find the Midah of Achnoah in Eretz Yisrael. They lived there. So we're supposed to try, we drive them out in order to create the Bechin of Achnoah and so on and so forth. So these are the Zayin Midas on the negative side. These are the Zayin Umos, the Zayin Nations. So again, this is the Zayin Midas, the Klippah. These are the Zayin Midas on this side, and therefore we have to drive them out. So too the Kedusha Slave, if you take a look in Parashas Truma, points out, also the Shiva Kenei Menorah. The 7 lamps, the 7 branches of the menorah, also corresponds, he says, to the Zayin Midas. Chesed, Gvur, Tferes, Netzach Hod Yesoid, Netzach Hod Yesoid Malchus. So the Baal Tanya tells us again, so in the same way that we have Gimel Levushim, right, in the same way that we have Gimel Levushim regarding the Nishoma, the Nefesh Elokis, Dibur Machshava Maisa, says the Tanya the same way, by Tumah, by the Sitra Achra, we also have the same thing. We have the same thing. We have the Eser Koyches. We have the 10 forces, and we have Chesed Gvura Teferes on the side, on the negative side. And the idea is, because we have to know who the enemy is. If you would know the koiches, if we would not be aware, if we would not be told, as the Tanya is telling us, and so on, what the powers of the enemy is, then you're not going to know how to fight him. In order to be able to successfully fight off the koiches of Tumah, you have to know exactly what the koiches of Tumah possess. And accordingly, you have to adjust your strategy to be able to fight off those negative forces. So we are being told, those listen, that in the same way as Kedusha, you have all of the koiches, you have the Esses spheres, you have three Mitzad HaSeichel, three Mitzad intellect, on the positive side, Chochma, Bina, and Das, and then you have the Zion, Midas, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, and so on. So listen, that you have the exact same things you have on the negative side. And now, in fact, you have a Bechira. It's an amazing thing. There are those who believe, and those who have said, Gedoyel Yisrael have said this. You know, many times you find in the Gemara and the Chazal many, many stories regarding demons, Shaydim. And this is something that, Baruch Hashem, today we don't know of these things. We don't hear of these things. Even though there's certain things we say, at night time, a person shouldn't be sleeping at night, so I'm bring it, because who knows, Dab Chosh is on for Mazikin, and so on and so forth. But a certain Anhogis, still there are traces of Anhogis that Swarm brings sometimes, unless there's a light left on and so on and so forth. Swarm brings is not an Indian. A person shouldn't sleep alone. It's not turn on a light. There's certain solutions that are given. But with their cloud, we don't have, certainly far, far be it, than we find so many stories in the Gemara, how different the Meroim, how they dealt with the Shadim. The Gemara tells us in Chulun many, many stories. Ravashi, as a matter of fact, was in control that he had them to use them as servants. The Gemara tells us many, many stories in Peri Kolaboser. And today we don't have them. So they said, B'shem Nechavetz Chaim, another Gedoyim, they said, you know why? He says, Gedoyim Yisrael, years ago, were mevatel these koiches, that they should not have any shlit on this world. Why? Because we don't have the great people who have the koiches of Kedusha to fight them off. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates and gives us challenges that we are able to meet. If there's enough koich Kedusha, He will not give us more overwhelming koiches of Tumah if we do not have enough koiches of Kedusha to fight it off. Zelo mazeh. And if the koiches of Kedusha are weaker, if we are in a generation where the koiches of Kedusha have fallen, have descended, mamel the koiches of Tumah also have to become weakened. And therefore, being we don't have the people who have the know-how and have the madregas and have the ability to fight off Shadim, Mekadoim, and Mazikim the way as it was in the past. So therefore, Hamas Mavatl Gidein, it was removed. Pachir was removed. So it's just interesting that to tell you what the Gemara says in Chagiga. Gemara says that Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, he was a very famous debater. And he would debate a lot with the Minim and the Tzedokim. A lot of debates with Minim and Tzedokim. And in the time, Minim and Tzedokim were very strong, very powerful, and you needed people to be able to subdue them, to be able to debate them and so on, to set the record straight, what is true, what is not true. So the Gemara tells us, now this is the Gemara. The Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Hey, when it came time for Rabbi Shua ben Chananya to leave this world. So the Gemara says, Sho'alu Talmidov is Talmidim at Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Rebbe says, you're going to be leaving the world. We don't have anyone to be Memala Mokim, you, who is able to debate the Tzedakim and the Minim like you. So who's going to do it? Legitimate question. It was a fear, it was a pachad. Shua ben Chananya was a great koyach against the Minim, against the Tzedakim. So the Gemara says, the Talmidim asked, who's going to do it if you're not going to be here? And the Gemara says, he brings a posik, Nisov en Elecha, when Esav meets Yaakov. Nisov en Elecha, the Elcha lenegdecha. If Shua ben Chananya says, you know what? When I'm not here, the koyach of the tzedakim and the minim will also be reduced. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow them to thrive. If I'm here, there are forces to fight them off. I can also fight them, he says. But he said, but if I'm not here, he says, then the Rabbein Shalom himself will take care of them. They'll be reduced. They just won't be around. They'll only be around in numbers equivalent and equal to the forces that remain, that have still a little bit of koyach to fight them off. As we find the Loshen with Yaakov and Esav. And Esav suggests that maybe we should go together. And the Pesuk says, Nisov and Elecho ve'Elcho le'Negdecho. It says, I will go in the same pace as you go. In other words, you don't have to worry that I'll be going too fast. Esav says, you know what, we'll go together and I'll go your pace. What we see in the Gemara, the reference is Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov is the Tzad HaKedusha. Esav, of course, is the opposite. It'll be one force against the other, which means if one is down, then the other comes down either, also, by the same token. That is the Loshon which really the Gemara tells us. And this is what we see. This is what we see also. You know, there used to be, in times of old, Yumas Oilam, you had great intellectual people, Gmeirige people. I mean, Rambam talks about Aristotle, Rambam talks about his godless in Chochmah. He talks about, he says, was just Lamatam and Madregas Nevuah. There's tremendous, tremendous things about his Koyach. So in the intellectual capacity, we find also, you don't find those great philosophers to the extent of those original ones. To point it out, we don't have Rishonim and Amoraim, those on the level of before either, in that Kufa, that those Chachim and Umas Oilam lived. So the same way that Mitzada Kedusha falls, it also falls like from the other side as well. And just let me just tell you one very, very fascinating thing, and that is, if you take a look at the Yalkut Ruveni, Yaakov Raveni points out and says that when Yaakov Avinu was born, the Satan had a fit. He had a fit. What's his problem? Yaakov Raveni says, he comes and says, it's not fair, he says. He says, if Yaakov Avinu is here, he says, it seems I'm finished. Why? He said, when Avram Avinu, he says, because the man of Avram Avinu was born, he said, they gave him at least a Yishmoel, that's the Tzad Atuma, so it reduced the Kiddush of Avram Avinu. He had a Yishmoel. No, Yitzchak Avinu was born, they gave him an Esav. He had a son Esav. That also was a negative tzad within Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu is mitosa shalema. Yaakov Avinu yud bei shvatim, kulam ahuvim, kulam beru, kum kadeshim. Yaakov Avinu mitosa shalema. There's no psul. It's pure all around. Says the Satan, he says, what koyach am I going to have against these people? What koyach am I going to have against the Yaakov Avinu who's kulay kodesh? So the Yalkut Ravenu, know what Kodesh Baruch Hu did? Kodesh Baruch Hu went ahead and he did that Esau, when Esau was born, Lamaise, what does the Torah say? He comes out Admoini. Admoini, red. What's the significance of being red? It's a Chazal. The Chazal, HaKodesh Baruch Hu made Esau come out red, that the Satan should think that Mashiach will come out from Chelko Shel Esau. Why? Says the Yalkut Ravenu, because we find Dovid HaMelech. Right, Dovid HaMelech, that's the source of Mashiach. So the Melech, the Pesuk says in Shmuel, Admoini im Yifei Einayim. So the Melech is referred to as Admoini, also being an Admoini. The Shaykh is with red, im Yifei Einayim. So the Melech, the Sutem is Gemayin, Tepes, he says, that being that Dov Namelech is a Shaykh with Admoini, Esav is Admoini, this will be able to put a dent, in the forces of Mashiach, being that Esav has a Shaykh, Esav has an Achizah. The Val of the Gemach the Grace and Tuas, because the Admoini of Dovid HaMelech has no Shaykhis to the Admoini of Esau. Like the Admoini of Dovid HaMelech, it says, is Yefei Enayim. What's Yefei Enayim? The Inyan of Admimus that's mentioned with Dovid HaMelech is, because Admimus is talking about Shvich HaZdomim, and he used the Koich of Shvich HaZdomim, Alpi Yefei Enayim, Alpi the Sanhedrin, the Eine Ho'edo, when they said that Dovid HaMelech has to wage war. That's the Inyan of the Admoini. Admoini means to be shayfich dam, but it's based upon yefei enayim, the ene hoedah, following das toyer, to do it that way, as opposed to Esav, of course, which is the koiches of tumah, which is the essence of Esav. But upon what you see again is here comes the sotan. The sotan, like it says, we have to have the koiches have to be shover. The koiches have to be very much be the same. So this is the idea of zel umazeh is talking in fact also lekim. And you know, when it comes, I have to tell you, you know, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, many times a person asks the question. He says, you know, many times I feel I'm learning and I'm davening, but I don't find the pleasure. I don't find the varmkeit. He says, what is it? He says, I don't find a brand in my Avodas Hashem. I don't feel an ahava. I don't really feel a sipuk hanefesh. I'm trying to do the right thing, but somehow it's not working for me. I don't feel it. I don't feel what I should be feeling. So one of the poshutaitis is, You want to be Margish Ahavas Hashem, you have to be Machnia, the other Ahava, the Ahava on the negative side. You see, if you're steeped in Ahava, in the other Ahava, if a person steeped in Ahavas Achilu, the person is steeped in Shekua and Ahavas Momoi, the person is steeped in Ahava Varayas, so he's using the mid of Ahava on the other side. So now when he does the Dovah Shebik Dusha, he's asking himself, how come I don't not Margish? So it's Filich Nisht. It's Zel Uma Zeh Oso Likim. The Boishim says, it's up to you. I gave you the mid of Ahava. I gave you the ability, and you have the Yecholis, to be Margish, tremendous Ahavas Hashem. But in order to do that, you have to subdue the other side. You have to subdue the false Ahavas, the false Ahavas. The Ahavas on the wrong side. Because this is the way it works. It works as Zelum Azez, also like him. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. And this is what we're going to see now in the Tanya, that emesis is also true when it comes to the mid of year as well. Let's take a look at the Tanya further. So the Tanya says, Kacha Nefesh, again, the same line again. Kacha Nefesh, the Sitra Achra. So too when it comes to the Nefesh of the Sitra Achra, says the Tanya, the Nefesh of the Sitra Achra, there's a balance. The Nefesh, Habaham, is that each and every Yid has, is Meklipas Noiga. That's the good news, though. The Klipas Noiga means there is a Klipa, which is Noiga, which has the possibility of also to give light as well. Hamlubesh is Bedam Odom, which is clothed. That neshama is the neshama which gives the physical life force in the blood. Kalula, which is also, it is consists Ne'eser Kisrin de Misavusa, 10 crowns of impurity. In other words, these are the Eser Sphirois de Klipa, so to speak. On the positive side, we say Eser Sphirois, but the 10 faculties, Chochma bin Adas, Chesed Gvura Teferis, Netzach Hod Yisod Malchus. So on the other side, we also have, he says, Kalula is Me'eser. The Nefesh Abraham also has the 10 forces. But here he calls them the Eser Kisrim, the 10 crowns. We'll soon explain why he calls it crowns. 10 crowns of Tumah. 10 crowns is in Kabbalistic terminology, 10 crowns of impurity. Shehein, now explains the 10. The 10 are Shehein Sheva Midas Rois. These 10 consist, first of all, of the 7, right? The 7 evil Midas. Chesed Gvura Teferis on the negative side. This is Chesed Gvura Teferis on the negative side. Same way that you have Chesed on Kedusha, right? You also have Chesed on the negative side, like we pointed out before from the Baal Shem Tov. Chesed is a Hava. You can have a Hava in the negative way. You can have a Havas Momen. That's a negative way. You can have a Havas Achila, right? A Havas Sheni. You want to sleep a lot. Kedaimah, whatever it is. You love COVID. You're using a Hava. So many things that a person can have a Hava for on the negative side. That's a Hava on the side of the Nefesh HaBehamis. And the same thing, by the way, when you talk about Gevurah. There's Gevurah, the Kedusha, of course. Gevurah, the Kedusha, means a person to be firmly committed. Right? No matter what it takes to do the right thing, you need Gevurah for that. Kas, for example, is also from Koyach of Gevurah. But that's on the negative side. The person gets angry. So that would be the Midas Rois. This is the second of the Midas Rois, and so on. And this is true. As you go down the line, all of the Sheva Midos, the same way you have it on the positive side, Teferis, right? That Teferis on the right side, on the side of Kedusha, you have it on the side of Tum as well. Haboys, where do these come from? In other words, these Zion Midos, now we're talking about the Zion Midos, the evil ones. The Zion Midos, Chesed on the negative side, Givura on the negative side. These things come, Ma'arbo'o Yesoidos Roim, they stem from 4 evil elements, and his Karim Leel that we mentioned above, that was in Perik Aleph. In other words, there the Tanya mentioned that every physical goof is created from 4 Yesoidis, Esh, Ofor, Ruach, and Mayim. This is Yidua, this is in the Kabbalistic fields, which Reb Chaim Vital, B'Shem D'Arizal, discussed very, very often, that every midah that a man has to come from one of these Dalad Yesoidis. Because this is all you have. These are the 4 Yesoidis, Esh, Ofor, Ruach, and Mayim. So any midah, any character trait that a person has, comes out of one of these Dalad Yesoidis. Kas comes from Esh. Gava is from Esh. Laziness comes from the mid of Ofor. Taiva comes from Mayim. Because Mayim, as the Arizal says, Rav Chaim Vital says, is Matzmiach kol mine tanugim. What's Mayim? Mayim, right, is what causes all pleasurable things to grow, right, to produce all pleasurable things. Mayim is Matzmiach kol mine tanugim. The Taiva of Mayim, the body, has a lot of water. Ofor, Esh. From the Yisoid HaMayim, is that's where the Koyach HaTaiva comes from. Comes from Mayim, and so on and so forth. So in the same way that the physical body comes from 4 Yisoidis, Esh, Ofer, Ruch, and Mayim, so too the spiritual Neshama, the Nefesh HaBahamis we're talking about, the animal soul, also comes from spiritual Dalad Yisoidis. Spiritual Dalad Yisoidis. So the spiritual entities have the same Yisoidis as the physical one does. The same way that the physical has Esh, Ofer, Ruch, and Mayim, that the physical body comes from Dalad Yisoidis. So the Nefesh HaBahamis also comes from Dalad Yesoidis in a spiritual sense. And from these Dalad Yesoidis come out the Zayin Midos, Chesed, Gevurah, Teferis, and so on the negative side. We're talking about the Nefesh HaBahamis. And he says, weiter, the Seichel HaMoylidon, and he says the Seichel, which is the intellect. The intellect, remember, the intellect which gives birth to the Zayin Midos, remember the intellect is Chochma bin Adas. But there we spoke about on the Tzara Kedusha. The Chochma bin Adas, depending on how much Chochma and how much bin and how much Das you have, so will show up, right? The Chesed Gevurah Teferis will show up to that. So it's the seichel, the Chochmah bin Adas brings out, it is according to the Chochmah bin Adas, that the Zayin Midas branch out. On the negative side also, he says, the seichel hamoylidon hanechlak lisholosh. He says, the seichel which gives birth to these Zayin Midas, the seichel is divided into three parts. Shehein, Chochmah bin Adas, Mekoyer hamidos. They are the source of the midos. Why? Why is the seichel the source of the midos? The same way that we explained of the Tzad HaKedusha, because you will perform the acts of the Zayin Midas according to the dictates of the seichel. Same thing he says here. Ki hamidos, you know why? The seichel. You know why the seichel is the source of the midos? Because ki hamidos, because it is the intellectual faculties, hen lefi erech haseichel. Right? The midos, the evil midos, are according, it runs according to the quality of a person's seichel. Namely, take a child. A child's seichel is very limited. So his ahava, the things that he loves, right? The things that he likes to do, is dictated by the level of the seichel. So obvious, the chesed of a cotton, whatever that means, and the gevura of a cotton, whatever that means, runs commensurate to the madrega of how much chokhmah bin adas he has. Obviously, since he's a cotton, you can't expect too much. So what do you see? Ki a cotton, since his intellectual capacity is very limited, ki a cotton choshek ve'oyev dvarim kitanim p'chusei o'erech. A cotton, he desires and he loves, he says, very, very petty things. Narishkeit. In other words, by a cotton, Midas HaChesed expresses itself, right, in trivial things. That's how his Midas HaChesed expresses himself. Why? Because the Seichel is that. Because his Seichel is Shvach. In other words, the Seichel is the cause of the Midas. According to the Seichel, that's the way the Midas are going to express themselves. So, ki a cotton choshek ve'oyev dvarim kitanim, tchusei ho'erech, things have little value. You know why? Why is that cheshik to these trivial things? Lefi shesichloi cotton v'kotzer, because his seichel is too small, is too immature, right? It's deficient. Lahatzik dvarim yikarim yosemem. He can't appreciate more valuable things. So based according to his seichel, right? That's how he expresses his midah v'ahava. What does the cotton love? This toy, that toy. Why? Love is midas hachesed, right? Ahava is from chesed. He expresses his chesed, as he says, in very cheap, mundane things. And not, that's not only chesed. Same thing by a cotton, take midas gevura. Kass, for example, is midas gevura. Take a look at a cotton's behavior regarding midas gevura. He has no control. Cotton gets angry very easily. Just take away any little thing from him. Right away he screams and he yells and it'll break angry. Says the v'chein miska'as u'miska'tsev midvorim ketanim. Similarly, he says, with regard to the mid of gevura, he wants to show also this is not only midas ahava. The same thing is regarding midas gevura. The cotton gets angry very easy. Midvarim ketanim, trivial things, and also v'chein b'his pa'arois v'shar midas, and also tferis. He boasts, right? He'll be boasting a lot, which expresses the mid of tferis, and so on, and other. So mainly what we see is that there's a correlation, right, between midas and intellect. Depending on the level of one's intellect, right, that will give birth, that is the source of how one's midas will show up. So what he points out is, therefore, now we're talking on the negative side. Mitzad nefesh abahamis. It depends where his seichel is, where his chacham is, where his bina is. Depends upon his intellectual faculties. These are going to be the source of the midos. Let me just point out, just interesting. You notice how the Tanya develops. He wants to tell us the 10 faculties on the negative side. He starts out first telling us about the zayin midos, right? He tells us about the zayin midos, and then he says that the seichel is moilidon. Then he talks about the seichel. He says, come in Peri Gimel, when he talks about on the Tzad of Kedusha, he says, Farkert. First he tells us the three midos of the three characteristics of the Seichel. He says, first, Chochmah bin Adas. And there he says, Chochmah bin Adas give birth to the midos. And with some of the commentaries on the Tanya, what they ask is, why is on the Tzad of Kedusha, the Tanya first, when he talks about 10, he starts first from the three of Seichel, Chochmah bin Adas. And then, in Peri Gimel, he goes into the Zayin midos. Here he starts Farkert, reversed. Here first he talks about the Sheva Midos, and he says they come from the Seichel. And then he goes on to explain the Seichel, Chochmah bin Adas. But he starts first from the Zayin Midos going to the Seichel. And the basic answer is, because when you talk about in Perek Shlishi, there he talks about the Nefesh Elikis. There he talks about the divine soul. The divine soul basically is Seichel. The divine soul basically is intellect. That's what it is. And the Midos are the tolde, are the outgrowth of what the seichel is. In other words, how does a person behave in Kedusha? According to the dictates of the Seichel. Right? The Nefesh Elikis basically is Seichel, is intellect. And based upon his intellect, that will govern and that will dictate as to what the Midas will be. Because in other words, if a person thinks big, then his Midas will be big. Right? His Midas will be big. So if a person thinks emotional in Godless Abayri, his Mechashim Godless, that will bring Midas Ahava. If a person will be thinking into Yiras Araimimis, that'll bring out Midas Ayira. According to the Seichel, right, that produces the Midas. But the Nefesh Elikis basically is Seichel. And according to how much he uses the Seichel, to what extent he uses the Seichel, it'll produce the Midas. On the Tzad of Taiva, the essence is Taiva, not Seichel. The Nefesh of Bahamas basically is Taiva. It's emotion. When a behemoth wants to eat, a behemoth doesn't need any Seichel. When you're talking about Taiva, a behemoth wants to eat, it's a natural instinct. A behemoth doesn't have to make a decision. Should I not? That's a vil estes. Vil estes nish. It's instinctive. A human being has seichel, even on the negative side, to control. If a human being has seichel, in order to be able to steer and to channel the development of the midas. So on the negative side, basically you have the midas, which is that's the natural state, but you have the seichel, says the Tanya, to be able to steer and to channel those midas. So on the Kedusha Digi side is the opposite. Nefesh Elikis basically is seichel's intellect. And according to how you use the intellect, that's the kind of level of midas. Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and so on and so forth. On the negative side, basically, you don't need seichel. The chesed gvura teferis is just natural. You want to do what he wants to do. I'm talking about the negative chesed, which is taiva and so on and so forth. Gvura, gaiva, and all these things. That's the natural state of affairs. But you use the seichel and the intellect to steer it and to channel it, to reduce it from the negativity, to be mitzamtzim it, to contract it. So the seichel is mentioned later, because the essence is really the midas, on the negative side, and it's the seichel, though, you are given a button that you're able to control and to be able to have shlita and dominion on those negative midas. So, as the Tanya points out, the etzer bechinas elu hatneyos, these 10, right, as we said, these 10 tumadigah categories, kishoda mechashe behen, machshava dibra maise, here too. When a person thinks about them, in other words, when he thinks about acquiring the taivas that he wants. A person, let's say, has a certain taiva. Now he has to think how to get it, right? You're here, the taiva's over there. So he starts thinking, he starts planning, right, making phone calls. So the machshava and the dibur that he talks about it, or yoyser, the things that he does, all of these things, he says, have machshavtoi shebemoichoi. This machshava regarding the negative, v'diburoi shebepiv, and the words of his mouth, v'koich hamaisa shebeyodov, the Shari Vorov, or any limbs that he uses to achieve the Tzadatumah, Nikroyim, these are called Levushe Mesavu, impure garments. Ba'ese Bechinas Elu, these are impure garments to these 10 unclean categories. In other words, in addition to the 10 faculties of Tumah, you add garments to it to reduce it even lower, to bring it even lower to the level of impurity. So it's just amazing how low it's shaykh to go. But on the other side, in contrast, is also, of course, how high one can go. You have two neshamas. You have the Nefesh Elikis, Eses Sfirois, 10 faculties, Chochma Bin Adas, plus the Zayin Midas. Every time you're Mekayim, Mitzvahs, B'machshava, Dibur HaMaaseh, you create garments on the positive side, which connect you directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he pointed out. That's on the positive side. But Zelu Mazel Selikim, you also have it on the negative side. Then when it comes to the negative side, you also have the 10 faculties on the left, on and then any avera that you do by machshav dibur ma'aseh, you create garments and garments, right? To be malabish, the nefesh abahamis, he says, nefesh disitrachra, and that reduces the tzaratuma even more. So this is what the Tanya points out. This is the way it works. This is the way that it works. That a person basically, shemislabishoiz bahem, he says, these are the garments which clothe themselves. The neshama closes, these 10 faculties clothe themselves. During the act and the speech and the thought and so on and so forth. So, as we say, that's the klal. The bottom line, we have to remember Aboisa, which is Zelu Mazeh. So, as he pointed out, certainly by Ahava you have it, right? You have Ahava Hashem, Machtoriacho Kamoicho, and you have Ahava, all the positive Ahavas, of course, that's Shaykh, that a person is Shaykh to have. Same thing, Zelu Mazeh, they have Lamoshal when it comes to Yira. Gemara says in Brachas, not too long, we had the Daf Yomi, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara said, Lo'oilam Yayodam Orum Beyira. Poshe Pshata means Orum is from Loshen Ormo. Be smart. In other words, to be your Shemayim, you have to be smart. Because sometimes you have to be able to see through the clouds and you have to be able to remove the blockages. You have to be smart. You have to do a lot of, sometimes you have to be cunning. You have to be cunning in order to acquire your Shemayim. From the Loshim Vanocha Shoyo Orum. The Baal Shem Tov said, Orum also has a second meaning. He said, because the truth is, there's many types of Yiras in the world. There's, of course, there's Yirah de Kedusha. What's Yirah de Kedusha? There's Yiras Hashem. You have Yiras Ha'inish. Moira Migdosh, right? Before you go into the Beis HaMikdash, Moira Migdosh. You have Moira Av, Moira Em, Kibbutz Moira. You have Moira Rabbah, Kemoira Shemayim. These are all Yirah de Kedusha. On the other hand, you have Yirah Gashmi de Geira. You have Yirah, a person's afraid of Listim, is afraid of robbers. He's afraid of Chayis, Royis. These are Gashmi de Geira. These are just not to do with Kedusha. There's a physical type of Yirah, all different types of Yirah. It's an amazing thing. We are not in this Madrega, but Chovis Alvovis. You know, you look in the Chovis Alvovis in Shara Havas Hashem. Chovis Alvovis writes in Shara Havas Hashem, Perik Vov. He says, Shesiper Echud Men HaChasidim, one of the Erlich Yidin. Al Echud Men HaYireyim Shemotsoi. Then one of the Chasidim spoke about, he saw an Erlich Yid, Shemotsoi Yoshin Be'echad HaMidborius. All the Balamusa bring this. One of the Chasidim saw an Erlich Yid that he was sleeping alone in the desert. Desert is a very dangerous place. Are you not afraid of the lion? Sleeping in the Midbar. So he answers, Omaloi. So the Erlich Yid, who's sleeping in the Midbar, he answers, and quote the Lashon of the Chovis Avovis. Ani boishmu Elokim shireini yore zelosoi. I'm ashamed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should fear anybody else besides him. There's a darga of Yira that's so strong that all other Yiras become bottle. Chovis Avovis brings out a point. It's Shaykh Tzitzikim to reach a darga of Yira that you're ashamed. If you really recognize Godless Abayra, you're partially embarrassed to be afraid of anything else. They come to school, you're embarrassed. This is what this person answered. He says, you ask me why I'm not afraid to sleep. He says, Ani boish melekim, I'm embarrassed. If your person has 2 years Shemayim, 2 years Hashem, it drowns out all the smaller different types of years. So Baal Shem Tov said, Le'oilam yehei odom, and Chazal say, Lo'im yehei odom, Orum b'yiro. He says, Orum has two meanings. Orum means to be smart, cunning. Hanochesh hoyo Orum. What else does Orum mean? Malbish arumen, naked. To strip yourself. Right? To remove, says the Baal Shem Tov, when it comes to Yira, and you fear artificial inyonim, you fear mortals, you fear human beings, the Chazal, lo'oil mi'adam orum b'yira, remove the artificial Yira. Orum is not from Lashon Chochma, but orum from Lashon, remove, strip yourself of all the artificial Yiras, and concentrate on the main Yira, which is Yiras Hashem. Because when you have Yiras Hashem, you won't be concerned of anything else. So just fascinating to conclude this, what we're talking about. There's a fascinating Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says this in Parshas Yisroi. And one of the basic kashas, which the Rishonim already asked, you know, the Torah gives us one of the mitzvahs that we have is Lo Yisachmoid. A person should not covet, should not desire. How are you mitzvahing a person not to desire? You can tell him not to steal because that's an act. You can tell him not to steal. So he'll hold his hands in his pocket. But desiring is an emotion. It's something that you feel. How you mitzav a person loy sachmoy? So this is an Ibn Ezra, which is not the place not to go into. We'll also give us an explanation. So Beis Halevi says as follows. I want to quote his lashon. He says, by the way, you see where Beis Halevi is coming from. You hear his answer, you'll say, hey, that's so push it. It's not so push it at all. To him, it was push it. Look at the Beis Halevi answer. And he says as follows. He says, V'hine kol odom yuchel ishaya ben apshoy. He says, any person, you can imagine. Im yisave ha'odom leza dover taiva hayoysa gedoyla. Imagine, he says, if a person has a taiva to something, to a myriad thing. Imagine whatever you can imagine in your mind to what you have the greatest taiva for. Imagine. People know within themselves what their greatest taiva is. So imagine that you are in the midst of that taiva. You have a burning desire for something. Okay. Now, everybody would agree. While you're in the midst of that taiva, if you're walking on the street, right, and the taiva is burning within you, all of a sudden, you step over an icy patch, and you're beginning to slip. And now you're worried you're going to break your head. For the moment, you're concentrating, right, on the fall. What happened to the taiva? That moment when you're afraid of falling, you're not thinking of the taiva. Because you have yira. When you have true yira, that something really, you're afraid of something, you really fear something, that's clearly going to cancel any taiva. No matter what taiva you were with just a second ago, no matter what thoughts of desire that occupied and was driving you. But the Beis Halevi says, Yishar ben Avsho, he says, Be'oyser rega, he says, if he goes al gav hanohar hakof, we imagine walking over a frozen river. U'bederech ritzosoy nechleko raglo, you slip on a banana peel. When you're slipping on a banana peel, you forget about anything else. What you're worried on, instinctively, what are you doing? You're putting your hands, you're trying to break your fall. You're not thinking about anything else. Why? Because you have yira. He says, because the pachad, he said, the pachad shiyalalei v'odom maver mimenu kol koiches ha-taiva v'chemdo. If you have pachad, pachad removes all taiva. V'odom gemenusa. It's very clear. Okay, so he says, the Torah Taka said, lav lo yisachmoit. Don't desire. Don't have taiva, he says. He says, how do you do it? He says, im hoyo lo ha-odom yira meno iser. If you would be afraid of that, he says. See, you're not afraid of that, he says. If you would be afraid of that, Isser, he says, I feel a yira ketano. Ki yira tanafila. Like falling. If you realize that when you transgress this law, you're falling. You're breaking your neck. You're breaking your neshama. You're breaking your future. If you think that when you are over this Isser, this is anafila, you'd have yira. Like you don't want to fall physically. You'd worry about falling spiritually. If you'd have that yira at that time, he says, gam ken shuv. He will not have any vayachmoid. So this is the yisoid. The yisoid is that the yira hagdoila certainly, and by the way, it works between year and year also. You know, a person, doesn't make a difference. If you stub your little toe and it hurts, it hurts. You think about it. It hurts. Stub your little finger, you worry about it. Chaz v'sholom, a person who has a problem, you know, he stubbed his toe and it's very painful. He has 5 bandages on it. Yeah, painful. Chaz v'sholom, he finds out, gets a heart attack. You know what? He's not worried about the stubbed toe anymore. Why? He has a bigger yira. The bigger yira cancels out the smaller yira. And if Chaz v'sholom finds out he has something that's more serious, he can forget about the heart, to worry about the other machla, whatever that situation is. The greater the yira on the other side is mevatel all the lower yiras. Therefore, the Sforim HaKadoshim say, we say by the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, Uvechein tein pachdecho Hashem alekeinu. Generate within us, we should have pachet from you. Because then we won't have pachet from all the other umays, we won't have pachet from anything else. Because the pachet that we have from you will automatically cancel out all the other pachet. Why do we have to worry about 50 little things? You know, Azoy B'chamayrif and Deim B'chamayrif, there's 50 things that I'm worried about. But if I would have pachet from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there'd be the single pachet. It would drown out and cancel all the other pachet. The pachet, the Yira HaGdoyla, drowns out all of the little pachet. The person would be able to cry with himself, Yiras Hashem, as the Beit HaLevi says, when Torah said Loi Sachmoy, you're afraid of the Loi Sachmoy. That's the problem. You're not afraid of the Loi Sachmoy. That's the answer to the kasha. If you would be afraid of the Loi Sachmoy, there would be no Sachmoy at all. Yerosim should be zoichet to these madrigas.